This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, is currently announcing its bi-monthly monetary policy statement. Now we go over live to RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra's press conference.
Along with supply chain disruptions that could constrain availability of key inputs for downstream sectors would impair growth. The government has taken several measures targeted at supporting exports and protecting supply chains. This should mitigate the adverse impact of the conflict. The MPC opined that the intensity and the duration of the conflict, as well as the resultant damage to the energy and other infrastructure, add risk to the inflation and growth outlooks. However, the fundamentals of the Indian economy are on a stronger footing, providing it with greater resilience to withstand shocks now than in the past. It also noted that the economy is confronted with a supply shock. It felt, therefore, prudent to wait and watch the changing circumstances and the evolving growth inflation outlook.
That was RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra. Moving on, U.S. President Donald Trump says he has agreed to a proposed two-week ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran if shipping traffic is allowed to move through the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post, Trump said that both sides should agree to a two-sided ceasefire. On the other side, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi also announced that Iran will agree to a ceasefire if attacks against Iran are halted. In a statement, he announced that for a period of 2 weeks, safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be possible. Meanwhile, global oil prices have fallen sharply and stock markets have jumped after US and Iran ceasefire deal. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a meeting with Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman in New Delhi this afternoon. Mr. Rahman arrived last evening on a three-day visit to India. During his visit, Mr. Rahman is also expected to meet National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal has announced the regularization of unauthorized colonies of Delhi on as-is, where-is basis. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, he said that existing structures will be recognized, while future constructions must adhere strictly to municipal corporation norms. Welcoming the move, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that regularization of unauthorized colonies in Delhi marks a new chapter of relief, dignity and rights in the lives of 45 lakh people of Delhi. India marks 11 years of Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana PMMY today. The scheme was launched on 8th April 2015. This is the flagship program of the central government aimed at funding the unfunded micro enterprises and small businesses. By removing the burden of collateral and simplifying access, Mudra laid the foundation for a new era of grassroots entrepreneurship. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a three-day visit to Washington, D.C. in the United States beginning today. During his visit, the Foreign Secretary will hold discussions with senior officials of the U.S. administration on a wide range of issues, including trade, defense, science, technology, as well as regional and global developments of mutual interest. Indian stock market witnessed a major relief today, with equity benchmarks opening sharply higher, jumping more than 3% each after the announcement of a two-week ceasefire in the U.S.-Israel-Iran conflict by both sides. Sensex climbed 3.71% or 2775 points to 77,392 in early trade. Similarly, Nifty up by 3.52% or 815 points to trade at 23,938 when reports last came in. All sectors witnessed a bounce back and traded in the green. Sector-wise, real estate, auto, banking and pharma stocks traded up to 6% higher. And that is the end of this news bulletin.